So this audio clip is about radical acceptance. It's about the true meaning of the deepest acceptance. And so let's just start out by relaxing and calming the body and the mind. So just take a few deep breaths, where you let each breath be drawn down deep into your torso. So you're doing diaphragmatic breathing and not breathing from your chest. And so the true meaning of acceptance is not condoning or tolerating bad situations in life or pain within you. Profound acceptance is to align yourself with life, to not be divided against it. What you truly are underneath has already accepted this moment. The deepest part of you has already accepted what's coming in through your senses. It's already hearing this word as it comes out of my mouth and into your ear. With your eyes open, it's already taking in the sight in front of you, whether you want it to or not. It's already aware of the thought that's in your mind right now. It's already feeling the sensations that are here in your chest or torso right this moment. Your consciousness and awareness register just whatever comes into their wake. They accept anything that comes into their midst. So with your eyes open, you can't not see what's in front of you. Your consciousness just is already accepting the sight in front of you. With your eyes open, try and not see what's in front of you. Really try and not see what's in front of you with your eyes open. You can't. Your system is always wide open to receiving whatever comes into its wake. And with this audio on, try and not hear my voice. So really try and not hear what I'm saying right now. Can you not hear this? And you can't. Your system is always wide open, just receiving whatever comes along its path. It's kind of just like a beam of light. It's not partial to what it shines on. When it shines down on the street, it doesn't say, oh, I'll shine on that car, but not on the trash on the sidewalk. It's just impartial to it all. This is the same as your consciousness and awareness. They register anything that comes into your senses or perception. So we could say that what you are is like the ocean, and all the sensations and perceptions that come into your midst are like waves that arise for a short time and then fall back into the ocean. So any sights, sounds, touch, thoughts, physical sensations, moods, emotions, just appear like waves in the ocean of you. And then they resolve and disappear. And the ocean has no choice but to accept the waves. So you actually don't have to try and do acceptance. Your being, not your thoughts, just need to notice and recognize and see that acceptance of this moment has already happened through your senses and perception. And this is a key point, that thought actually can't accept the moment. So don't even try and accept things with thought. Like, don't try and accept your life situations or whatever moods or emotions are in your body with your thoughts. Instead, notice that your body, senses, and being have already allowed what is here to be here. They've already allowed this sound of my voice to be in your system. This sight that's out in front of you, this feel against your skin, this thought that's arising in you right now, if you have one, the sensations against your torso, any fatigue or awakeness in your head. What you truly are is already accepting all of these things as they arise. So just simply and effortlessly notice that it's already happened in this moment, in every moment. Every wave of experience, every thought, every sensation, every feeling, every sound, every smell is already allowed to be here. Just sometimes thoughts say it shouldn't be here, but then that's also a thought that's been accepted by your system and your awareness. By the time a wave appears, it's already been accepted by what you are. The arrival of a wave is acceptance. The floodgates are already open. This moment has already been allowed in exactly as it is right now. We're only ever experiencing what's already been allowed. What you are has already accepted the present moment exactly as it is. What you are has already said yes to what is. Otherwise, what's appearing would not be appearing. What's also nice is you're only ever accepting the current moment. You're not accepting your worst thoughts about what's going to happen in the future, or accepting something bad that happened in the past. You're only ever accepting just what's right here, like what sensations are right here in the body right now. And often it's really not that bad, whatever's here right now. And so if something bad is happening, you're having a difficult relationship with someone, and you're feeling hurt or angry, your system has already accepted the hurt thoughts, feelings, and sensations within your body. You just need to notice. And this is not to say that you're tolerating maltreatment. This is to align with and completely feel and allow your underlying emotions to a situation to be here. If you feel hurt and vulnerable, then you want to utterly acknowledge and be with this true response to some interpersonal situation. Utterly align with what's deeply under there, underneath. When you fully align and are in touch with how hurt or afraid you are, it's from this space that wise action could truly pour forth. If you're really in touch with your underlying hurt without resistance, this is when you'll have more space or freedom or energy or wisdom to respond to life situations in a way that really honors what you really need most, because you're kind of in touch with what's truly under there and what's truly not going right for you. It's from this space you'll do the most wise action for yourself in life. And then there's times you may not be able to fully accept how hurt or afraid you are underneath. You have so many thoughts against it, that life should be different than it is, that you should be feeling different than you are. And this non-acceptance can also be noticed, aligned with, and allowed too. So knowing that in the moment, even your non-acceptance is deeply accepted by life. Your non-acceptance is allowed to be here too, because it's already here. So whatever is within your skin is utterly noticed, acknowledged, and honored. So when I talk about acceptance, I'm not using the word in a way we've become conditioned to use it out in regular culture. I'm using it in a new way, one that points to this deepest acceptance in life. An acceptance and allowing that's already happened. And so when I suggest that you accept or allow what is, it's a shorthand way of directing your attention to the fact that in this moment, these thoughts, these sensations, these feelings, these sights, these sounds, these smells have already been allowed in because they're already appearing. To accept thoughts and feelings is simply, gently, effortlessly notice that in this moment, these thoughts and feelings are already accepted. They've already been allowed into your system. And again, even the thought, like this feeling shouldn't be here, this life situation shouldn't be here, that thought is already accepted by your awareness and consciousness. It's already being registered. So accepting is not a time-bound achievement, but it's a never-ending present moment reality. And so you actually can't accept, because what you are is acceptance itself. Like, you don't have to try and accept the sensations in your chest, just like you don't have to try and accept my voice coming into your ears. They're already accepted. So it's actually completely effortless. You just notice that all this is already accepted. So acceptance is not a state to reach in the future. It's not something to look for, wait for, hope for, beg for. It's something to rediscover again and again, right in the midst of your present experience, just right now, here and now, no matter what's happening. Acceptance is not a future goal. It's a present reality, always. Acceptance can only happen now. Acceptance is about recognizing yourself as the open space of acceptance, as the ocean that already accepts all of its waves, unconditionally, here and now, including any wave of non-acceptance. So true acceptance is not about you, a separate person, being relaxed or peaceful or trying to rest. It's about a deeper sense of relaxation that comes with knowing that every thought, every sensation, every feeling, including all of the painful ones, the confused ones, the lonely ones, the tired ones, all of these are already accepted in the space that you are. True acceptance is ultimate relaxation, the ultimate peace, the ultimate rest.